This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country will be completely free from Naxalism and Maoist violence soon. He said substantial strides have been made in tackling Maoist terrorism in the last 11 years. Mr. Modi said this while speaking at World Summit, organized by a TV channel in New Delhi yesterday evening. The Prime Minister said Maoist terrorism is a great injustice and a grave sin against the nation's youth. He said thousands of Naxalites have surrendered over the past decade, abandoning the path of violence, including 303 in the last 75 hours alone.
11 वर्ष पहले तक देश के 125 जिले 125 से ज्यादा माओवादी आतंक से प्रभावित थे और साथियों आज ये संख्या सिर्फ 11 जिलों तक सिमट गई है। आप जानते होंगे कितना कुछ करना पड़ा होगा और उसमें भी 11 में भी अब सिर्फ 3 जिले ही ऐसे बचे हैं जो सबसे अधिक माओवादी आतंक की चपेट में हैं। मैं आपको पिछले 75 घंटों का आंकड़ा देता हूँ। इन 75 घंटों में 303 नक्सलियों ने सरेंडर किया है।
Mr. Modi said his government has worked with full sensitivity to reintegrate misguided youth into the mainstream since 2014. The Prime Minister said Maoists are now returning to the mainstream of development and opening, acknowledging that they were on the wrong path. He said this Diwali, regions freed from Maoist terrorism will celebrate with renewed joy, lighting lamps of happiness. Pointing towards the devastating impact of Maoist terrorism, over the past 5 decades, Mr. Modi said thousands of lives were lost, including many security personnel and young citizens in the Naxalite violence. He said Naxalites obstructed the construction of schools and hospitals and even bombed existing facilities. The Prime Minister said a vast region of the country and a large segment of the population remained deprived of development for decades. Mr. Modi underscored that this prolonged neglect disproportionately affected the tribal communities who bore the brunt of this violence and underdevelopment. Criticizing opposition, the Prime Minister said the ecosystem of urban Naxals had become so dominant that the rest of the country remained unaware of the extent of Maoist terrorism during the opposition rule. Mr. Modi said that urban Naxals occupied key institutions and actively worked to suppress discourse on Maoist violence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath flagged off the first batch of BrahMos missiles manufactured at the BrahMos Aerospace Unit in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh today. The Lucknow BrahMos unit is the first facility in the Uttar Pradesh Defence Corridor where the entire process from missile system manufacturing to final testing is carried out indigenously. During the event, the Defence Minister and the Chief Minister inaugurated the booster building and witnessed a demonstration of the booster docking process. A fire broke out in one of the coaches of the Garib Rath train running between Amritsar to Saharsa this morning in Punjab. The fire broke out near Sarhind railway station soon after the train left Ludhiana. According to the officials, railway authorities swung into action and shifted the passengers immediately to other coaches. The Ministry of Railway said the fire was quickly extinguished and no casualties were reported. The festival of Dhanteras is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Dhanteras is also known as Dhantrayodashi and Dhanvantri Jayanti. People consider this as an auspicious day to make new purchases, especially gold or silver articles and new utensils. The day also sees heavy purchases of appliances and automobiles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the people on the occasion of Dhanteras. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for happiness, prosperity and good health for everyone on the occasion. In badminton, star Indian men's doubles pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the Denmark Open. The Indian pair, winners of the BWF World Championships bronze medal earlier this year, defeated unseeded Indonesian duo of Mohammad Rian Adrianto and Rehmat Hidayat in quarterfinal last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.